I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
And Mr. Sitaraman, welcome to the Hindustan Times Leadership Summit. We are delighted to have you here. I'm especially delighted because we've had this is our third conversation or third interview in the last few months. And each one has happened in increasingly better circumstances. So I want to start on that happy note because I think there is a lot of positive data that is out there. The GDP numbers were a pleasant surprise. The contraction was actually much better than what anyone expected. PMI figures are still in expansion territory. Which coming off the record highs that they were indicates that the mood remains optimistic. There are a lot of other high frequency indicators like auto sales that continue to do well. So I want to ask you, how do you feel about the economy right now? Do you think we are in a better place than we were 3-4 months ago?
Good evening to Sumar and to everybody else who are watching this. You line up a lot of eminent guests and the conversation is very pithy and leads to a lot of thinking in the policy circles. And therefore, it's always a pleasure to be here because it both gives you ideas and also gives you a platform to be able to convey your thoughts about my feeling on the economy. We are certainly in a different environment now compared to when I had given the budget. Budget time environment was itself different from what it was in July 2019. But unfortunately, post the budget in February 2020, not just India, globally, you saw unexplainable challenges, which every finance minister was facing with grit, trying to do the maximum best for their own economies. We did have what I would call a judicious mixture of fiscal and monetary, and to about 10% of the GDP is what we could extend till now. As I say always, I keep my mind open, keep the options open for intervention every time. But now I think we are getting too close to the budget. It's certainly now looking up in terms of recovery. I never would want to get into any of these alphabet jugglery, whether it is B, whether it is K, whether it is anything else. But every sector is showing clear indication that by some very pessimistic observers, recovery is there. Some would say patchy, but never mind. Recovery is consistently happening over the last 2 months.
A quick follow-up to that. There is a feeling in some quarters that much of what we are seeing is pent-up demand, which is coming into the market. Much of what we are seeing is festive demand. And now that the festive season is over and the pent-up demand is more or less extinguished, you will begin to see things starting to slow down again. What's your own view on this?
I'm not sure if just the pent-up demand and the festival demand will explain consistent more than 1 lakh collection in GST for 2 months. Yes, normally this is the season when festival demand always adds a bit more fervor to the demand which prevails through in a year. But I also see reports, and I'm also talking to various many industry leaders who are looking at capacity expansion. Like, for instance, you hear core sector industries, be it cement, be it iron and steel, integrated plants which have had a certain level of capacity are all going in for expansion, more investment towards expanding capacity, not just in one unit, but across the country, you're hearing of expansion. If that is the case, which also in a way gets reflected, expansion of capacity is one thing, and the prevailing demand has got itself indicated in the PMI manufacturing and also PMI in service. It is an indication that additional demand is what is coming in. And therefore, I think this is not something which is a pent up or festival driven demand. It is likely to sustain.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT Smartcast.